Hello everybody, welcome to this stream. It's been a while. It's definitely been a while. I'm glad to be back, and hope you guys are too. I think I set up my video stuff correctly, where the overlays will actually be correct. You will see, you know, I have my Project Fly overlay, or, you know, at least I added it, and hopefully it's actually working. Basically, I have, we are doing a PVA flight because, my PVA account is in dire, is going to be purged on Sunday if I don't fly sometime this week. So things have just been kind of hectic ever since around August 20th or so. So yeah, that's kind of the last time I flew for PVA. Had that there we go flight. I will be checking Twitch messages. Here's one, you know, I wish that I had a CTS thing for Twitch, a CTS reader, so that it'll read Twitch messages. But, alas, not yet. You know, I hate, like, moving out of the windows to keep checking it, especially because the cursor moves with me, and it's gonna, you know, divert the video a bit. But we are on Project Fly. The Project Fly bot is a moderator of this channel now. So if you type exclamation point departure, exclamation point destination, exclamation point route, there's a number of commands that exclamation point Project Fly will give about our flight today. And So we are flying JetBlue Airways 718. That is our call sign. I think it's B-167 or so. I forgot what the actual flight number is. But the call sign I know is JBU-167, I believe, and if not, then PSA will refresh us when we go to request clearance. But I'm gonna go ahead and get ATIS. If stupid PSA will work today, or if MCE will work today, hoping that I won't have any problems with as far as MCE and FSX pilot goes. We know how bad that went with on the approach into Gatwick 2 weeks ago, or however many long that flight was. I'm doing a lot of Madden lately. And I've started school, so that's why you have not seen any videos. I did just try to add a Twitch extension. Hopefully that worked, although I doubt, you know, it's talking about, oh, it's a live configuration page. Why can't you just get my damn Twitter feed and post it to the Twitch channel? God, why is there has to be so much configuring? Anyway, I'm going to try to get ATIS and see if we can actually get ATIS here. We should. It's freaking JFK, an international airport.
MCE is listening.
Oh, hey, you know what?
MCE
I forgot.
Suspended
all the,
speech
all the,
recognition.
There is no weather right now.
Multi-crew experience 30 recycles around 18 of 8, 270 active sky for 3, 3, 7, 8, 7, 8, 7, 8, 7, 8, 7, 8, 7, 8,
there is no weather right now. There will be. As soon as it launches.
New notification window. Op 64C. Select. Lucky Martin registered with R3D. Lucky Martin registered with R3D.
Let's see. Any messages?
Op 21.1. CF3ATC. Track flight project. Black R201. Switch Google Chrome row 1 column 1. Switch document. Length. Clickable multi-line space. Clickable graphic nodes and sad space. No flight detected in progress. Multi-line space. Nodes and a note sticker. Multi-lines. Clickable graphic nodes. Project Fly by error. Graphics. Multi-nodes and a note sticker.
Okay, now that was just me testing Project Fly.
Lucky Martin registered for R3D.
So, okay, now that we should have some weather going on. Let's go ahead and...
MCE is listening.
Going to Aegis. Going to ATIS. Going to ATIS. Going to ATIS?
Yep, I'll be back. Come one. Is set to 128.72.
This is Kennedy International Airport Information Charlie. Weather at 0245 Zulu, winds 161 at 9, visibility greater than 20 miles, sky condition 7,000, scattered 11,000, overcast temperature 24, dew point 22, altimeter 1015, IOS, runway 13 left in use, landing departing runway 13 left, VFR aircraft say direction of flight, all aircraft read back hold short instructions. Advise controller on the initial contact you have, Charlie. This is Kennedy International Airport Information, Charlie. Weather at 0245 Zulu, winds 161 at 9, visibility greater than 20 miles, sky condition 7,000, scattered 11,000, overcast temperature 24, dew point 22, altimeter 1015, IOS, runway
altimeter 1015.
Landing, departing,
sure, selecting altimeter 1015 millibars.
Direction of flight. All aircraft, read back, hold short instructions.
Please, cross-check.
Advise controller on the initial contact you have, Charlie.
Going to delivery.
Presto. Come one.
This is Kennedy International.
Request ATC clearance.
It's my duty.
Random is on my alert.
Clearance delivery 718. We are ready for clearance. 2 Kilo Bravo Oscar Sierra.
MCE suspended speech recognition.
It didn't say JetBlue Airways.
JetBlue 718, clear 2 Kilo Bravo Oscar Sierra. Climb to 9,000. Expect flight level 250. 10 minutes after departure.
Squawk 4542.
Departure 123.6.
Clear 2 Kilo Bravo Oscar Sierra. Climb to 9,000. Plan for flight level 250. 10 minutes after departure. Transponder code 4542. Departure 123. Decimal 6718. Autopilot altitude set. Required transponder set.
Okay, did somebody just
mention?
Oh, okay, yeah. I was basically commenting on the fact that the Twitch, how inaccessible the extensions page was on Twitch. Very annoying. As far as, we're gonna be climbing to 9,000. And before I go any further, let me load the flight plan from SimBrief that was created. No, I don't
want
to load. I
want to
import this. Oh no, it's not the right please.
Item 2, 0, 3 of 90. User 79 of 90. Item 2, Josh 3 of 4. Item 2, desktop, document 7. Item 2, Phoenix Virtual Air, 3R3DB4 add-on 14 of 21, 3R3DB. Item 2, IFRKSLKKVO, Husk FS18, August 18, Connect.PLN, 01.PLN 4 of 9.
Go.
FS times info screen dialog. Do you want to add a standard takeoff and landing procedure for fixed wing aircraft? Yes, alt plus Y.
Yes, but I'm going to remove the landing part of it.
Rest. Autopilot main panel.
I'm just going to go to the last waypoint.
Files up and flight sub menu. Load up and load and create new flight import FSX. Save as FSD flight S. Dialog. Save as dialog. Save as type. File name. Collapse. Alt plus N. Select the KJFKKVOS.txt. Autopilot main panel dialog.
And I'm going to go to the flight plans. Flight plans directory and go to that and remove Okay, now that is situated. My god, I got a lot of KJFK stuff in here.
Files up menu, flight sub menu, load FSD flight L. Open dialog, file name. Item 2, name split button, taxi not selected 178.
Alright, finally, that is loaded. And we're gonna... Now, finally, now that we have clearance and stuff, go to ground and get taxi.
MCE suspended speech recognition. MCE is listening.
Going to ground.
Roger that. Come one. 121.65.
Request taxi.
Will oblige. Ground 718, request taxi.
JetBlue
718, star clearance approved. Contact ground when ready to taxi.
Okay, well, that's how we have to basically, we have to request taxi and request start
clearance,
so.
Contact ground when ready to taxi 718.
And we'll go ahead and initiate the start command. Control E. Man, these guys' song soundwork sounds are so awesome. So good, man. To anybody that may be watching, anyway. Okay, now it is time to finally request taxi. Now, I know the, ATIS said that runway 13 was in use. Let's see if we actually had taxi there.
MCE is listening.
Request taxi.
Yep. Ground 718, request taxi.
JetBlue 718, stand by. JetBlue 718, taxi to runway and hold runway 31 left using taxiway, Golf, Alpha, Bravo, Golf, Zulu.
Taxi to runway and hold runway 31 left using Golf, Alpha, Bravo, Golf, Zulu 718.
Release parking brake.
Okay, parking brake released.
MCE suspended speech recognition.
FSX pilot will not crash us in anything and do stupid things like that. And let's runway 31 left.
Rest contact. Remember us, we're taking off taxi runway. Something KJFK0LK. KJFK31RK. KJFK31LK.
Well, that's gonna be pretty far.
Switching to true headings, sir. NAV on.
Wow.
Lucky Park register, RBD register, V4.
We have 35,155.8 pounds of fuel left, sir. This is 99.6% of total capacity.
Alright, good, so we're pretty much on full fuel. So our cruise out is about 25,000. So kind of messed up a bit there on the ACARS with check project fly here to see. What does it say? Taxi. Four knots, not too bad, I guess.
Speed set to 0 knots. Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 301 degrees.
Oh no, I didn't get, Seven 18, can you please repeat that? Ask a controller to repeat.
MCE is listening.
Ask a controller to repeat. Request say again.
Yep. Tower 718, please say again.
Did I go to tower? I didn't... what the hell?
JetBlue 718, taxi to runway and hold runway 31 left using taxiway. Golf, Alpha, Bravo, Golf, Zulu.
Taxi to runway and hold runway 31 left using Golf, Alpha, Bravo, Golf, Zulu 718.
I guess I'll just do request takeoff.
MCE is listening.
Request takeoff, Clarence.
Sure. Tower 718 at holding point, request takeoff clearance.
JetBlue 718, volume weak.
volume. Wait, what the fuck? Request takeoff clearance.
Okay. Tower 718 at holding point. Request takeoff clearance.
JetBlue 718, loud and clear.
Switching to true headings, sir. NAV on.
Oh, I'm gonna try this again. This is... like, I've never had this happen before. What the fuck? I can't spawn because I have, PVA running. I can't spawn to the runway. Okay, so nav is on, so shouldn't be an issue here. And if there is, if I'm just gonna disconnect PS3, if there's an issue, kill MCE and just run it down.
Speech recognition, dialogue mode. Speech recognition, flight mode.
MCE suspended speech recognition.
Kill PF3 and because I never had this before, even with like, as far as MCE is concerned, I've never had that before, so I'm just gonna, if I get to, you know, if it goes speed 0 knots again and I don't, doesn't tell me to contact tower, it doesn't tell me, you know, I'm just gonna just kill PF3, kill MCE, and just, you know, FSX pilot has always been, you know, just fly it and get me there.
Set to 0 knots. Object. Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 301 degrees.
PF3 is not killing PF3. And I'm not spawning because of PVA. And I'm gonna go ahead and kill MCE, because honestly, I don't think I need it. Right now. I'm gonna just kill it the quick and dirty way. Alright, so it's time to just do a run straight takeoff, and that is it, and then we'll just run the plan, get this thing up to 25k, and just fly there. You know, I'm not gonna run straight takeoff, let's go.
Switching to true heading display for departure, sir. Landing, stroke, and NAV lights on. Climb rate set to 1,500 feet per minute. Altitude set to 3,300 feet. Speed set to 200 knots. NAV on. V1. Rotate. NAV on.
Man, that kind of scared me for a bit.
Gear up. Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 311 degrees. Flaps up. Landing lights off. Please resume own navigation, sir.
Let's do that. Let's, run the plan now.
Next waypoint merit selected.
And let's set halt 25,000.
Altitude set to 25,000 feet.
What our speed is.
Indicated airspeed is 216 knots, sir.
Well, kind of going a bit too fast.
Flight rate, flight speeds up and takeoff, minimum. Speed take, 250 KNT,
speed
set to
250 knots.
Autopilot take, nav check. Multi-line, crater. Nav check, STD check. FCH object. STD check. Nav check, multi-line, crater. Indicated airspeed is 258 knots, sir.
Look okay, that we are climbing.
Current altitude is 3,967 feet, sir.
Really kind of bummed I can't have ATC on this flight, but it's kind of the first time that I've taxied with FSX pilot and no, no contact tower or whatever. And when I requested, takeoff, it's kind of, hey, I got a. Let's see, what did I got? I need to go to. Streamlabs to see whether. Must have been hopefully a new follower. I'm hoping that's what that was. I hate that I have to even. That I'd love to have TTS for that. Welcome to. Oreo side, whatever. Yeah, that's kind of. May know who that is, but. Anyway, welcome. I hate that I have to even open up the stupid Streamlabs dashboard to figure that out. By the way, for those watching, you can for our flight, you can get a bunch of command. You can get a bunch of information, and from the Project Fly, bot, there is exclamation port departure for our departure, exclamation point route for the route that we're flying, exclamation point destination, and exclamation point ETA are the biggest commands, I think, that I find interesting. Like, what is the
altitude? Altitude is 9,974 feet.
Oh, look at that, 9,000. Still going.
Passing 10,000 feet.
1,500 feet a minute. Beat it. Now I can go a little higher speed now. 332.
Speed set to 332 knots.
Please don't stall. Oh my goodness.
Object,
22 miles until this waypoint, because we're not, well, we're following the airway, but in a more, like, I guess, direct fashion, we're going direct to the waypoint. And we are good. Looks like we are good for that. See, so now if I type exclamation point departure into our chat, we have JFK, John F. Kennedy International, destination. Oh, really? It's not, so basically 53 minutes, 0053 Zulu, which should be there.
Next waypoint, Rui selected.
Yay, new waypoint, look at that.
Distance 114 miles
to our destination.
Distance 16,000 feet.
High speeds, this weather, because it is overcast weather, you know, so it's probably doing a number on the engines a bit at this high speed. And we probably reach, you know, new altitude, so it means. Don't want to risk it by going any faster than that until.
Reaching transition altitude, Captain.
18,000. which means you've probably got a new safe speed, almost the cruise. I'm gonna go to 280. Burn less fuel that way. Check that Mach speed.
0.7.
Yeah, I put that climb rate down to about 1,000 feet.
Current altitude is 21,930 feet, sir.
Okay, we're like 5,000, got 5,000 feet to go until cruise.
Climb rate is 1,140 feet per minute, sir.
Well, I think I inadvertently just added 1,000 feet to my climb rate. Did not want to do that, but luckily I have a sex pilot that will compensate.
Next waypoint call in selected. Current altitude is 23,163 feet, sir.
We are almost there now.
Climb rate is 969 feet per minute, sir. Next waypoint Banky selected.
Oreo side, it would be nice if, you're still watching, it would be nice if you can introduce yourself in the chat.
Switch to combo and next waypoint Robux selected. Clickable code and protect Wi-Fi EDA, 00, multi-line space. Autopilot main panel dialog. Abject, multi-line, greater.
Just,
next waypoint Robux select greater.
Oh, so we're already Bravo. That would be the star. So we're almost, almost there. 62 mile. Oh man. Gonna have to start descending already. I know it's good for me. That is. So yeah, I'm gonna just like. Set alt.
Altitude
set to 16,000 feet. Set climb negative 1,000. So really, we didn't really get to cruise, because it's honestly not a very long flight. And, PF3 could have kept track of that stuff for me, but oh well. Probably going to not make it down quick enough if I want to do it realistically. I'm gonna have to go from like 16,000 to 3,000. Because in reality, it's actually flying the star, but in directly, like no, it's flying the wavelengths.
Current altitude is 23,682 feet, sir.
Let's see, we're heading down.
Next waypoint should be selected. Abject. Multi-line. Greater. Lockheed Martin registered. R3D registered. B4.
Look at that AFK check time, which means I have to launch MCE because I don't know how to freaking do
Switch Google Chrome, track light project, ops 21.1, flat 0, 1, top, type trademark, AFK, away from keyboard, row 1, column 7, Lockheed Martin, AFK, away from keyboard, read only, selected 100, top 129, screen review, 100, top 129.50.
129.50, that's what it come,
129.50.
129.50 is the
copy. Okay.
Simulation unpaused. Time acceleration is 1.
Con 2, 12950. Con 2, 129.50.
Con 2, 129.5. Got that.
And let me guess, end of flight plan. So, we are on our own now. How far are we? 40 miles away.
Got it, selecting flight level 040.
No. Don't even bother with autopilot.
MCE suspended speech recognition. Altitude set to 10,000 feet. Climb rate set to minus 1,500 feet per minute. Current altitude is 20,045 feet, sir.
Really? Come on. Oh my god.
MCE is listening.
Autopilot off.
Affirmative. Forgive me. Say again. Autopilot off.
Affirmative.
Cheers. Autopilot already switched off.
MCE suspended speech recognition. Altitude set to 5,000 feet. Climb rate set to auto descent. Climb rate set to minus 1,500 feet per minute.
Why does FSX pilot do this shit?
Current altitude is 18,867 feet, sir.
There you go, go down, not up, you stupid shit. Select.
We're passing transition altitude, Captain.
Okay.
Target KBOS selected. NAV on. Current altitude is 16,873 feet, sir.
Wonder if I can check my... good, I can check the altitude in real time. So that... I can... start slowing down.
15,475 feet.
Current altitude is 14,998 feet, sir.
Backlight project light record. Altitude
14,977 feet. I don't know if, project flight is pretty on the money here.
Altitude 14,481 feet. Altitude 14,481 feet. Ground speed 442 kts. Ground speed 14,356 feet.
Taking a very epically long time to get down.
Climb rate is minus 1,447 feet per minute, sir.
Now it's negative 1,400 feet. Stupid Simbrief told us to go to 25k when it's flight is really short.
That was 12,560.
Speed set to approach entry speed, 140 knots.
A little too slow, but we'll... Rather than have an overspeed at 10k. Damn landing lights came on when I put that command in. It didn't say it was unrecognized, I just hope they just freaking came on.
About to cross 10,000.
Descending below 10,000 feet.
I got it.
Track light project flight over comms. Altitude, 12 nm, distance, 12 nm, 212. Altitude, 12 nm, distance, 12 nm, altitude, 9,537 feet. 11 nm, distance.
11 miles,
Autopilot main panel on abject, multi-mind trigger.
Once I get to 5,000, I'm gonna go ahead and let MSXP take over. FSX pilot, I will say, handles this plane extremely well. Like, I went to approach entry speed, boom, it just went immediately there, didn't fuck around and...
Altitude 7,624 feet. Altitude 7,624 feet.
Come on, hurry it up.
Out 4 and a distance. 4 and a distance, 6,991 feet.
Well, I'm gonna overshoot it, but it, you know, thankfully I have a 6 pilot.
6,738 feet.
We'll turn around.
Out 6,610 feet.
Almost a 5K.
Altitude 6,486 feet. Altitude 6,233 feet.
1,000 to go.
Thank you for letting me know. Altitude 6,983
feet. Altitude 5,980 feet. Altitude 5,856 feet. Altitude 1 and a half.
Alright, so it's circling. We're gonna circle done.
Altitude 5,603 feet. Altitude 5,351 feet. Altitude 5,226 feet. Ground speed 239 kds. 238 k. Ground speed 238 kds. Ground speed 5,101 feet. Ground speed 237 SIA, flight phase, en route, latitude 42.12-70 Edward, online, south, 45 rules. IFR, heading level 3 next, IFR rules. 40 latitude, en route, flight phase, SIA, cruise speed 232 kds, ground speed 4,006 altitude, 2 NM, distance 28 degrees, heading 28 degrees, distance 2 NM, altitude 4,609 feet, altitude 4,501 feet. Lockheed Martin
ready. Alright, so it's
gonna...
Now we
will. Rest concept in flight and flyles, flyles over and KDOS up any level. Flight cancel with KDOS up, flight track with auto and flight and flyles, flyles approach prefer. Heading flight the nearest airport level. Settle in flight and flyles, 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 flight track, flight GPS, flight start to KD, flight GPS auto and over short you. Short S, normal land.
No more auto land, let's
runway.
Do this.
KDOS 22L selected, sir. Switching to true heading display for the approach, sir.
1,000 to go.
Alright, so now we are doing... 4,000, right? Went to 4,000.
Hey. Climb rate is minus 769 feet per minute, sir.
Track like project, track. Altitude 3,861 feet. Altitude. 4 and a. Altitude 3,861 feet.
2,000.
Altitude 3,799 feet.
Stall warning. Stall warning. Stall recovery initiated. Speed set to 250 knots. Altitude set to 3,309 feet. Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 52 degrees. Speed set to 250 knots. Stall recovered, sir. I saved your life and reputation. Don't I deserve a hug? Please adjust speed now if necessary. My flight plan was running but is now unpaused.
Target
KDOS selected. NAV on. KDOS 22L selected, sir. Switching to true heading display for the approach, sir.
Track light project fly window. Altitude 3,238 feet. Ground speed 286 kts. Ground speed 3,238 feet. Lockheed Martin register pre-card. Lockheed Martin register pre-card. Ready register pre-board.
Labs 2.
We either overshot it by 17 miles, or we it is, you know, FSX pilot turned around. Yeah, I think we overshot it because trying to. So.
16
minutes. Now we're descending.
Altitude 3,280 feet.
Now the Project Flybot, when we land, it's gonna say landing rate. It's gonna say we had a pretty good landing rate. Probably not a pretty good landing rate.
Gear down. Landing lights on.
And here's the moment of truth right here. And not too long. In real world weather. Oh crap, I didn't really check that. To see if it was on live weather, but I'm going to assume it is. I remember changing it or having an issue last time, so. By the way, guys, got a couple of seconds. If you guys want to type exclamation point predict and then the negative and then, you know, dash and then whatever you think my landing weight will be, feel free to go ahead and do that. FSX Pod is known to have pretty high landing rates. Hopefully I try to adjust that to be better. The max bank thing, oh man, that seems to be doing wonders. At least as far as like turning and stuff goes.
Thousand feet above the ground.
One thousand feet, sir.
No, here we go. 135 kgs. It's sticking around that area.
I
like it. 134, 137, 135. I feel confident.
Minimums.
200. 100. 100. 50. 40. 10. Brakes in first thrust, sir.
Ooh.
Brakes active.
Didn't sound like a hard landing, but...
70 knots.
Switching back to magnetic headings. Heading set to a magnetic heading of 216 degrees. Good landing. Let us bring the crowd to the ramp, sir.
Oh no, what? No, God, that's gonna suck for PVA. I mean, they'll accept it, but man, is that because of like the weather? At freaking Boston? What the heck is DTG Flight School? DTG Flight School?
Flight School, A, Canton. Rate of minus 1,005 FPM. Traffic not like this. Multi-light space.
Oh, man. That's probably going to be one of my hardest landings, ever. That just sucks. Anyway, let me see what Project Flash says. God, I hate that. Well, I'm gonna complete it on Project Fly. Ooh, 112 passengers probably all like just died or
0011Z, arrival time. 0115Z, heading level 3 by windows. Heading level 3 at windows. There aren't any notes for this flight. Heading level 3 by data. Rapid clickable, 0, rapid clickable, 10K, rapid clickable, 50K, rapid clickable, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0 pitch, 0 degrees roll, 120 speed, 129 gauge speed, 116, zoom, sandbox hold.
So it was like 100 and...
zoom, 116 speed, 129 kts.
129 kts?
100 roll, 0 degrees roll, 100 roll, 0 degrees.
0 degrees roll, okay.
6 degrees.
6 degrees pitch.
6 degrees.
Oh wait, 6 degrees pitch, that may be...
5.746.
5.74 G-force. Probably gonna have to tweak some FSX pilot settings with that, unless the wind here contributed to that. Freaking Boston, high wind. Anyway, that is the flight complete on Project Fly. I'm going to kill Project Fly. Well, I mean, I just minimized it. I'm going to put the parking brakes on here, turn off the end. Put the parking brakes on, turn off. The engine will not. There it goes. Parking brakes off. Man, that I've never had a landing ramp. That for my first flight on Project Fly, man, that is gonna look bad. And like people are looking at the radar like, what the hell did you just do? But PVA will accept it, cause you know I just am right under the. What an acceptable landing
rate is there. Taskbar. Lockheed Martin Register, Prepart 3D, Register 3-4. Desktop, Multi, Show Desk, User, Promoted, Mode, People. Running Applications, Side 1, Running Google, Ops, Leo 1, Prepart 3D, Flockhouse 2, File Explorer, Flockhouse 2, 1, Running Windows Up, Flockhouse 2, Tab Control, Your Data Selected. Top, JPU 515X. JPU 500 flip list read only. JPU test flight setup flight available. Start flight available. Resume flight available. Save flight. End flight. Flaps 2 open time. 0. Target rate is not set. Top target rate is not set. Flaps 2 tab control. 0 data selected. Lucky target
Lucky target register pre. Okay, now it is.
Flaps 2 tab control. 0 data select. Top JPU 515 net. Left click. Read only. Get flight setup flight. Start flight. Resume flight. Save flight. End flight. Flaps 2 unknown. Aircraft is not part of the gate. We wish to continue.
Yes, I do.
Tab control. 0 data selected. Left click. Read only. JPU 5. Set up flight. Start flight. Resume. Save flight. End flight available. Clear pure. File pure.
File pure.
Top hard landing. We wish to continue the file. Bottom. We wish to continue hard landing. Minus 1000. We wish to continue the
file. Yes. That's really bad for a... That is a bad record for JetBlue Airways. Anyway. Oh my goodness, man, that is not cool. I wonder if it's because I've had better luck doing regular manual landing, FSX pilot auto landings without trying to actually manually descend first and, you know, do it the right way. So, I don't know what that says about me or FSX pilot. Anyway, guys, that was the stream. Hope you guys enjoyed it, despite the landing rate, and hopefully we will have better landing rates in the future. This is my first time flying this plane, by the way, or, you know, at least for PVA, so I will tweak it and try to do better. So I have to go eat some snacks, and I will see you guys next time. Possibly more Madden.
Stop streaming check. Not check. Stopping stream. Stop recording check.